It is the Vinny and Cook Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Ron Cook. My partner Vinny Ricicci has the day off today. He is due back with me tomorrow. Well, we got a lot of hockey to talk about. We spent much of the first 2 hours talking about the Penguins losing to the Capitals 1-0 last night, but also the big trade made yesterday, the Penguins sending defenseman Alex Goligoski to Dallas for left wing James Neal and defenseman Matt Niskanen. Who better to talk hockey, Penguins hockey, than with former coach Michael Terry and a great friend of this show and a great friend of me personally. Michael, good afternoon to you. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good, Ron. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time. Big trade yesterday. Kind of caught everybody off guard a little bit. Thought maybe Ray Shiro might wait a little closer to the deadline, but I think he felt he was getting something that he couldn't turn down. What are your thoughts on getting James Neal and Matt Niskanen here in Pittsburgh?
Well, first of all, it's a good trade for both teams. Both teams, they feel their needs. Obviously, with all the injuries that the Penguins got, they need to have some quality players, some depth. And definitely, a guy like Neal is a top six forwards. Will have an important role. He's got a great career so far in the NHL. And he's a power forward, like everybody said. And I think it's a good move for Pittsburgh. But in the meantime, you know, it's a good move, too, for Dallas because Pittsburgh, first of all, got a lot of depth with their defensemen. And when you have Alex Goligoski rated probably your number five, that means you got a lot of depth and you got a lot of quality defensemen in front of you. And he's going to be a top three defenseman over there in Dallas. He's going to have big responsibilities. He's going to run the power play. I always like Alex because I like a defenseman who could skate. I like a defenseman who could move the puck. And especially with a team that gets some power forwards like the Pittsburgh Penguins. Those guys like Crosby, those guys like Malkin, they need the puck on the fly. They need defensemen who could beat a guy and give them the puck at the right time so they could attack the neutral zone with a lot of speed. It's not always broken play using the glass. So Pittsburgh losing a quality defenseman, but Dallas to receive a really great guy to have in your lineup.
Mike, you coached a long time in the league, and you were involved with guys being traded and coming in new. How hard is it, if you're the coach, to say goodbye to a Goligoski who helped you win a cup here? And then on the other hand, you have Neal and Niskanen coming in here. What do you say to them? I think a lot of Penguin fans are expecting Neal to be a real quick savior here. What do you tell those guys going and coming?
Well, you know, you always got mixed feelings, especially when you get a young guy. I remember the trade that we did for Hossa a few years ago when we had to let go Kobe Armstrong and Eric Christensen, and I was the one. We were playing the New York Islanders that day, and I was the one to have to tell Kobe, and he's got to leave. And especially with those young guys who grow up inside these organizations and play in the minors and making to the big team and care about the team and proud to have to wear the jersey. And when you have to let them know that they got to go, they're the ones got sacrificed to receive a quality hockey player, it's always tough. And I remember Kobe was crying in my arm, and I got some emotional too that day. But in the meantime, after an hour, you see the new guys coming in and you're excited because you're receiving a quality hockey player. So you always get some mixed feeling because it's always sad to see someone go, and Alex Goligoski is a quality person to have in a hockey team, and he's a good hockey player too.
We're talking to former Penguins coach Michael Therrien here on the Vinny and Cook Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. How about the new guys coming in? What do you say to them? Just play your game. How do you help them fit in as a coach, Michael?
Well, you got to make sure you put them in the right spot and to make sure they're there. They feel comfortable right away, and you don't want them to change their style. You know, there's something they got success in the past, and you want to make sure they play the same type of hockey that they were capable to play to get that success. So I'm sure guys like Jane Neal will have a great chance to play with quality. They're the best player probably that Pittsburgh got. Probably right now is Jordan Staal, but the loss with Crosby and Malkin. So I'm pretty sure Dan Bysma is going to try to mix those two together to make sure a newcomer feel comfortable and get the confidence that he needs right away from the start.
The Penguins losing last night, Michael, 1-0 to the Capitals. I know you were in the building last night. I thought the Penguins played a great game, did everything but score, and maybe that's how James Neal will be able to help them. A guy like that might be able to win a game last night for you.
Yeah, they played hard. They played. It was a good game from both sides, and one of the reasons why they're capable to play some solid hockey, I believe, it's because of their defense. They're missing a lot of forwards, and having a guy like Neal will certainly help them. But the biggest reason why is like their defensemen are really solid. And Marc-Andre Fleury has always been phenomenal since almost 3 months. Now, besides that, he's got a tough start at the beginning of the year. But since then, he's been probably one of the best goalies in the league, give them a chance to win every night. So and that's the number one reason that they still get capable to get some success and they're in the game. And I'm sure adding a player like Neal could grab a goal in there and here and there probably is going to help them. But I like the intensity. Don't forget, they got like four calls up in their lineup yesterday. So there's a lot of guys that probably for me was my first time seeing them play. And where are those guys coming from? they're doing a good job.
A lot of depth in the organization, no question. Former Penguins coach Michael Therrien with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Michael, I assume going into the playoffs, and we're starting to get a little close to that now, that there's nothing you'd rather have when the games are tight and the checking so intense than a strong goaltender and that strong defensive presence. Can Marc-Andre Fleury and this defense make a nice run?
I believe so. I believe so because I like their defense. I like their goalie. Obviously, Malkin's not going to be there for sure, but everybody's crossing the finger on the Penguin side to if Sid's going to come back, and he's got to be really cautious with his decision when he's going to come back, and he's got to think about long term, not only short term, because there's a lot of guys who came back from the concussion never been the same, so I'm sure the people who surround Sid will be really cautious with him and to make sure that he will be 100%. And he's the big key, you know. He's a big key for them to get success in the playoffs. So if he's not there, well, it's going to be a real challenge, but I still believe they got some tools that they could make a good run.
Former Penguins coach Michael Therrien with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, now scouting for the Minnesota Wild, and no doubt in my mind will be a head coach in the NHL again. Michael, I know how close you were to Sid. You made him the youngest captain in NHL history. I'm assuming your heart's breaking a little bit watching what's happening to him because we both know there's nobody who loves hockey more and works at it harder than that kid. And to have it taken away from him now has got to be tough for you to watch.
For sure. And especially the way that he was playing this year. He was on another planet almost, you know. It's like they were Sid, and after that, there was the rest of the league. You know, he was confident, he was healthy, he was skating, he was capable to score some big goals. Every time he was on the ice, there's almost something that would happen with the team. And to see him get out with an injury like that, it's always sad because, you know, he's not only important for the Pittsburgh Penguins, but he's important for the National Hockey League, too, as well. And he's such a great ambassador. So not having that ambassador for the National Hockey League, it's a huge loss.
You talk about the National Hockey League as a whole. I'm sure you're aware of the shenanigans on Long Island a couple Friday nights ago and the comments by Mario Lemieux afterwards that the league needs to do more to take these cheap shots out of the game. Of course, Mario was criticized because he has Matt Cook on his team. What were your thoughts on that whole game, Michael, and the way the league handled it and the way Lemieux spoke out about it?
Well, first of all, about the game, it was a shame. I've always been a big fan about like a physical game, and if something's got to take care of, but two men will face each other and take care of their stuff. But you never want to see like cheap shots, and like it happened during that game. I think the game of hockey, it's great. It's part for me, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best game in the world. It's fast. It's got speed. It's physical contact. And there's great plays. And most of the time, there's great athletes and great people surround that game. And one thing for sure, there's not many people in the National Hockey League could make the comment like Mario was capable to make it. First of all, he's an owner. dominate the league for many years, was a great ambassador too for the National Hockey League. And let me tell you something, Ron, there were not too many people could have made out those type of comments. He got the right to doing it. He was not pleased with a lot of people. Was not pleased. You know, that was not hockey, that game. And I think he did the right thing. And you know what? Sometimes when you speak up, you're gonna hurt feelings of some people, and that's the way it is. And I've been in that position before, hurting some feelings of two people, and I got criticized too as well. But I thought he did the right thing.
Former Penguins coach Michael Therrien with me here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Michael, how do you make it a better game? How do you eliminate those cheap shots? And are you an advocate? Should you eliminate fighting? Is that the way to do it, or do you still see fighting having a place in the game?
I think fighting still has a place in the game because you got to make sure you're protecting your star players. Don't forget, at the beginning of his career, we didn't have any tough guys in their lineup. And I remember Sid got abused a few times, and Malkin got abused a few times, and that was the number one reason why that we ended up picking up George Larac. And since we got there, in that year, when we got Larac, and Sid didn't have to go through that the same abuse that he got. So it's good to have one of those guys in your lineup, and I think Eric Goddard here in Pittsburgh doing a great job. He's a good teammate, and I think we're far to see that fighting will get out in the NHL. And don't get me wrong, Ronnie, it happened once. You know, it happened twice during a year in the league. You know, most of the time, 99% of the time, you see good hockey game and contact and speed and great goals. And sometimes it happened. It happened that night in New York. It happened the same week in Boston between Montreal and the Boston Bruins. But since then, we haven't seen those type of things, you know. So I'll say 99% of the time, we see some good hockey game.
Michael Therrien, it's always a joy to have you on with me. It's a joy to see you at the rink. I'll look forward to seeing you again soon. And, you know, we're going to bug you again before the playoffs. I can promise you that.
No problem. Give me a call. I'll be there for you.